Now, Northern Ireland's only dissident Republican councillor is in danger of losing his seat. Gary Donnelly has been convicted of daubing graffiti on Derry's historic walls, and if he is sentenced to 6 months or more, he says he will be forced to give up a seat in the new Derry and Strabane Super Council. Now, the maximum sentence he can get is 2 years. Despite that, Donnelly says he has no regrets. He told me more about the case.
Last week, myself and two colleagues were found guilty of writing graffiti on political graffiti on Derry City walls. After we were found guilty, the judge asked would we engage in a pre-sentence report, which we refused. He then asked would we make restitution, which we also refused. And as a result of that, the judge deferred the sentencing until the 5th of November. He asked the prosecution that if he fined us and we defaulted, what period of imprisonment would we be facing, and he was told 28 days. He indicated that this wasn't appropriate.
So in other words then, he's now going to consider what sentence to give you and your other two co-accused. There's a possibility you could go to jail here, isn't there?
Well, there's a very strong possibility that we could go to jail. The judge indicated that. The judge told us that if we didn't pay restitution by the 5th of November, in his words, we know what will happen.
And the prospect of going to jail, if you get sentenced to more than 6 months, you will lose your seat?
That's correct, yes. I will lose the seat on Derry and Strabane Super Council.
But the fact remains, you painted graffiti on a wall. You've done wrong. You need to be punished.
Well, we did paint graffiti on the Derry walls. Painting graffiti on Derry walls is nothing new. It's we painted a political message, and I stand by that political message.
It's criminal damage.
In the eyes of some people, yes, it's criminal damage. To me, I believed I had a moral duty to put that message out there.
A lot of people, of course, would see this as a crime for which you need to be punished for. Because, and especially now that you're a sitting councillor, because what kind of example does this set?
Well, there is people out there who would see it as a crime, and there's a lot of people out there, including myself, feels that it is not a crime and that it was a necessity.
Why did you do it?
Well, I painted the words "end internment now" because I believe that the British government is violating the rights of Irish citizens in the six counties, that there's people in prison who are spending long periods of imprisonment, subject to diplock courts and internment by remand. I believe these issues need to be highlighted, and I believe one of the ways to highlight that is the age-old tradition of graffiti.
But could you not have done it in other ways rather than defacing one of the prize monuments within the city walls?
Well, it could be done in a number of ways, and one of them, which I have absolutely no problem with, was highlighting it through graffiti.
And what did the police say to you when they caught you with the paintbrush in your hand?
Well, I wasn't actually arrested with a paintbrush in my hand, but what happened, and this will give you an indication of how I believe that the British establishment treats Republicans differently. We were arrested, taken to Strand Road Police Station. We were held 2 days. We were held over the weekend. We were taken in handcuffs on a Monday morning to Bishop Street Courthouse. And the PSNA attempted to remand us in custody.
And rightly so, many people would say.
Some people would say rightly so, but I know of our instance where people were involved in criminal damage and spent 3 hours in a police station. Criminal damage, which we reckon a building where people were traumatised and terrified and were released after 3 hours. You know, and I think this just proves it proves the initial message that we were putting out, that there is injustice here in the north of Ireland.
The police would say they're doing their job. They've spotted somebody about to commit a crime, then brought them, first of all, to be held, questioned, and then brought before the court, subsequently found guilty. So their actions have been justified.
Well, I do believe that in that context, the British police are doing their jobs. They're protecting the British establishment in Ireland, and they will come down with all the draconian legislation and all the laws that they have on top of anyone who threatens the interests of the British state in Ireland.
Why did you refuse to pay for the walls to be cleaned?
Well, I believe that if I had have paid restitution, that it would be hypocritical. You know, I believe that writing anti-establishment graffiti and then, paying money in order to curry favour with that same establishment would leave you with absolutely no credibility.
But you're not currying favour, you're cleaning up a mess that you created.
No, I believe it. I believe people have a right to put out political statements. I believe, you know, we live in an abnormal state here, and if we had no injustices here, then there wouldn't be a need for people to engage in this.
So it's right to break the law then, is what you're saying?
Well, you know, it's British laws. People, and you know, you look at Stormont.
The law is the law here.
You look at Stormont, there's people who have made a career on the backs of other people challenging British laws in Ireland.
That doesn't make it right, though, does it?
It's the reality, isn't it?
It doesn't make it right, though, for somebody to go out in the morning and to deface what is something which is held in high esteem in this city, and that are the city walls. A lot of people complain when they see graffiti on the walls. A lot of visitors to the city see that and think, what a terrible thing to do on something as prized as the city walls.
Well, and I think people have short memories. You just need to look at archive photographs of Derry City, of the walls in Derry City, and they have been nearly every inch of them have been painted in graffiti throughout the years. And I believe some of the people who now would complain and whinge had absolutely no problem. It wasn't that long ago when members of a political party or an individual within a political party was arrested, and that party painted graffiti all over this city. You know, so I think there's a lot of hypocrisy here.
And what if the judge then decides to send you to jail and you do in fact lose your seat? How will you feel about it then?
Well, I think it's you know, going to prison and is not something that anyone wants to do, but I have no choice in that. I believe, you know, first of all, I believe if the judge does sentence, and I do believe he will, then, you know, I believe that it is harsh. I'm not complaining, but I believe that we're treated differently from our people.
So you think then that you should get some sort of special preference because you're now a politician? Is that what you're saying?
Definitely not. And, there's our politicians, not only here in Ireland or in Britain, who should be before courts. You know,
but we're talking about you.
Yeah, but I'm talking in the terms of politicians getting favourable treatment. There is politicians who do get favourable treatment. If you look at the Iraq War was started under false pretenses of weapons of mass destruction.
People
that
will
was
say,
disproved, and politicians
say,
haven't spent a day in prison.
People will say that's irrelevant. We're dealing with you in this particular case now. And in this case now, you have committed a crime, you've appeared before the courts, you have been found guilty, and now you're going to be punished.
But in the case of the Iraq War, thousands of people lost their lives. A country was sacked and it's in ruins. You know, it's not irrelevant. I'm pointing out to the fact, you know, there is favourable treatment of politicians, but not for working class politicians or Republican politicians.
So do you think then it's okay to break the law? Because others do it in your eyes.
I think it's necessary and sometimes to break laws. Yes, I think then that was proved during the Raytheon 9 trial, where there was nine activists from the city who were taken to court because of the actions they took in Raytheon, and they were acquitted by a jury. You know, unfortunately, I didn't get a jury trial because the British diplock system and all its draconian legislation still exist in the north of Ireland.
So let's be clear then, you are now an elected politician and you're saying it's okay to break the law?
Yes, and I think sometimes, yes, that people, you know, the law can be an ass. British laws in Ireland, they shouldn't be here. They have no mandate to be here in the north of Ireland. And sometimes it is necessary.
What kind of message do you think does that send out to people that we have a politician here in the city who thinks like that?
Well, you know, and while we're talking about political graffiti, I passed Westland Street in the Bogside yesterday, and there's a huge mural to Common the Man. Common the Man was a violent Republican organisation who used armed struggle in an attempt to overthrow British rule in Ireland. This was painted. It takes up maybe a 30-foot wall, and there hasn't been a word. You know, that is getting a message out. Republican graffiti, anti-British, you know, establishment graffiti, to me, is entirely justified.
If you do lose your seat, would it have been worth it?
Well, you know, I, again, I don't want to go to prison. Nobody wants to go to prison, but it's beyond my control.
So obviously you will be making this plea to the judge whenever it does come to sentencing, the fact that you say you have a lot of other issues that need to be dealt with, and plus the fact that you are an elected representative who've got people to represent in the new Super Council when it's coming up. Do you think he's likely to listen to you?
I won't be making any plea whatsoever. I had an opportunity to get a pre-sentence report, an opportunity, you know, to pay £750, I think was my share of the restitution. I've been offered by numerous, very, very generous offers from people in this city, offers to pay it, and I've refused.
Really?
Them all. Yeah, And in the first day, I think there was maybe six or seven people who either contacted me by phone or called to my house offering to pay this money.
Given the fact that you defaced the city walls?
That's correct.
Yes. There's still people willing to bail you out and give you money?
Exactly. And if you remember, this incident on the city walls took place before I was elected, and there was a high-profile bail application where a member of the PSNI actually stood up in court and questioned whether I was fit for public office. The people who would have voted for me would have been aware that I had these charges.
So you're telling us then that there's nobody out there listening today who will have voted for you in the election and who will be surprised that the man that they give the number one to now is advocating that it's okay to break the law sometimes and it's okay to paint graffiti on the city walls?
Well, I'm not saying that everybody and who voted for me, people would have voted for me for different reasons. It could be because my political activism, could be my community activism or welfare rights activism. You know, I can't speak for all of them. But I would be surprised if you know, I think most people who voted for me were aware of these charges and are aware of my Republican position.
That's what Gary Donnelly stands for then, is it? Defacing walls, breaking the law whenever it suits?
No, Gary Donnelly doesn't stand for that end. Gary Donnelly stands for anti-British establishment here in this part of Ireland. If there's injustices there, I will highlight it in any ways that I feel necessary. You know, I didn't break into anybody's home. I didn't steal anything from anybody. I made a political statement in the way that I thought was necessary, and I stand by making that political statement. And if that means going to prison over this...
And you have no regrets then, is what you're saying?
I have no regrets, and I have regrets of the fact that it had to be done in the first place.
And would it ever discourage you from doing something similar again?
Apart from getting a bit older and more chance of being arrested, no, I stand by, you know, that initial position.
Well, there you have it, the views of the independent Derry councillor Gary Donnelly there on that case that he's involved in. He's going to know, of course, as you heard him say there, next month whether or not he is going to be sentenced, and if he gets more than 6 months, he's going to lose his seat in the Derry and Strabane Super Council.